This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere.
Well, here we go again. G'day to you. It's Wednesday, the 4th of December. I'm Jodeci, and welcome into Roundup. Once again. Listen to Michael Bublé there in the background. What does that mean? Does it mean it's December? Yes, it is December. That's right. It's the Christmas season. Now, I don't need to say it twice, do I? It's practically been the Christmas season since October. The stock arriving in stores, ridiculous songs that have been playing all November. Christmas for me, I don't care for it. It's not something I majorly celebrate. But I enjoy the gift side of things, and I enjoy spending time with family, so that I won't complain about. Other than that, it's just another day. Some people get right into the spirit, and good on them for that. Throughout the program, I'll be talking about a few Christmas-based things, so stay tuned. I would say 2 years ago, I was probably a bit more Christmas-orientated, because I think I did dress up. I had a Christmas hat and a Christmas tie on. I might bring the Christmas to maybe I've fallen in love with Christmas again. I was told off on the 30th of November for one, playing a Christmas movie, and two, playing Christmas songs. So maybe I'm becoming a child again. In the meantime, as I thought would be the case in my last episode, Trump made it in. Trump won with a majority of 312 electoral college votes, opposed to Harris's 226. He also won the popular vote. On top of that, the Republicans won the majority vote in both the House and the Senate. The country quite literally went red. Keep in mind that red and blue colours are the opposite in the States, opposed to here. Keep an eye next month, Inauguration Month, with what will be hopefully a smooth transmission and not holding the Capitol to ransom in order to overturn the vote. Don't think Harris will do that. The people of the US have spoken, the result is final, and get ready for what will be another 4 years of a Trump presidency. It has been a really sticky year for this government, hasn't it? Things really started to get heated in, let's say, February on Waitangi Day. Does anybody remember that? Winston doing his usual, the singing over the Waiata over David Seymour, speaking of Speed Seymour, his treaty principle bill will die a slow death in Parliament. I can't argue with the fact of the number of the people who attended the Hiko in Wellington last month, but what I can say is, hats off to those who attended. This is a democracy, and you stood up for what you believe in, so well done. And I'm a big believer in democracy, so good on to you guys. This bill was not being backed by any other political party over during the second reading, so it'll just die. So he's failed in reality, hasn't he? I'm not going to get too political on the ordeal, because I'm happier to watch the debate from the sidelines. As I said, just by the numbers, that was the largest protest in New Zealand, and it had nothing to do with rugby. But I do wish all the MPs a great season break, and next year will be another good one for political junkies like myself. Let's see what scandals come out next year. The Mike Tyson v. the Jake Paul fight, did anybody watch that? Now, I know nothing about boxing, nothing whatsoever, but everybody knows the name of Mike Tyson. Now, the good thing for me is that, unlike others, I'm on a family Netflix plan and didn't need to waste money for a subscription just to watch a fight that looked absolutely rigged. He was tired from the first round, threw very little punches, and didn't hit any. Now, he's old, he's been around, he's a winner. But at his age, close to 60, he got into the ring, and that's all that matters. Now, there has been a bit of speculation post-match it was a scripted match, and Jake Paul was supposed to win no matter what. I'm not too sure if that was just fan factor or what, but what I can say is, I think that will be the last time we will probably see him in action. I'm sorry, I haven't worn these for so long, so they keep popping out of my ear, so don't mind that. On the Christmas, have you started the Christmas shopping yet? I would like to think a lot have, and there's those who, you know, obviously buy throughout the year while something's on deal. Are you looking for that one particular thing that's on the trend now, but you can't find it anywhere because it's sold out? What actually is the trend now? Genuine question. It was Crocs, but there has been something more recent than that. Or are Crocs still the trend? The power of social media is amazing, really, isn't it? Because of how influential it is. A few TikTokers, a person on Instagram, all start to wear something, then boom, half the world has a pair. Is the trend those hoodies that everyone wears? You know, the Leisure Club, or something like that. Just about every third person wears one. Me, though, not a trend person. I have a particular style of clothing I wear, and I'm not going to change it, because someone on social media is advertising it. I am still Gen Z, but we have more on the Gen Z program. I'm like hating on myself almost, so we have a bit more on Gen Z later on in the program. Now, just last week, I finally got around to watching the final episode of The Ground Tour, which is probably, I imagine, the last project James May, Richard Hammond and Jeremy Clarkson will work on together. I just thought about it not too long ago, how weird it is. The chemistry of the three of them is coming to an end. Days on end growing up, when I wasn't watching them on the TV, I would be watching clips of the old Top Gear episodes on YouTube. Most of us car and motor enthusiasts enjoy Top Gear, then the Grand Tour, but in the end, it wasn't just about the cars. It was the entertainment they brung with the cars. I remember the Top Gear days when they used to do challenges with caravans or make a train, create a hover van or build an electric car, then bringing those sorts of challenges over to the Grand Tour. Over 20-odd years they were working together. They gave so much joy to the viewers at home. So our first song this morning is because, one, I'm a Dire Straits fan, and two, was playing at their last episode as some sort of outro song, is Dire Straits, Brother in Arms. It's just gone 8:05. Welcome into Roundup.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
It's
in every line in your palm. We're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome around if you're just joining me now. So one of the biggest talks this year has been about around crime, particularly around the youth offending. And I saw this thing about a YSO declaration, and I thought, what the heck is that? And I assume that a lot of people at home are also thinking, what the heck is that? So I'm about to share a little bit about that right now. So we'll start off with this year. We've obviously seen the military-style academy implemented back into New Zealand, also known as a boot camp, as well as a bill being introduced in the name of Karen Shaw, the Minister for Children. The bill named the Oranga Tamariki Responding to Serious Youth Offending Bill. This bill plans to bring a YSO declaration. So a bit about the YSO declaration. Under the proposed legislation, a young person could be eligible to be declared a young serious offender if they are 14 to 17 years old at the time of offending, and they have committed two offences punishable by imprisonment of 10 years or more that has been proven in court, such as aggravated robbery and wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. And there they are likely to reoffend with previous intentions, having been unsuccessful to stop reoffending. When a young person meets the eligibility criteria, police would be able to apply to the youth court to consider making a YSO declaration. So the YSO declaration would unlock a range of new powers for police and the youth court in relation to the young person, including more intensive monitoring, including a greater use of electronic and judicial monitoring, the removal of all further mandatory family group conferences except those required to determine custody and care arrangements, longer supervision and supervision with activity orders, the removal of early release from supervision with residence orders, and an order to attend a military-style academy. Police will have the power to arrest without a warrant for non-compliance with the conditions of each breach of bail of conditions. The YSO declaration will provide the young person with access to more intensive rehabilitation services and more timely and chance services from a range of government departments, social service providers, and community iwi and Māori organisations. The YSO declaration will last for 2 years, with some scope for a judge to discharge, or it might vary, you know, according or depending on the circumstances. So on the whole boot camp thing, previously I've said they will not work. And I think I'd be quite right in saying that, but I am still open-minded about it. Of the 10 youth that were part of the pilot program, I believe one dropped out shortly into it for personal reasons. Then just last week, after the boot camp wrapped up in October, a youth who was part of that program was accused of re-offending. If the bill manages to pass next year, it'll be interesting to see whether changes are made. The boot camp at this point seems to prove otherwise. Now, this is an honest question. If anybody knows of me personally, they know I'm a bacon and egg pie fan. If somebody brings me a steak and cheese, I'll eat it after 5 minutes of complaining, but I refuse to eat anything else. I dislike mince and cheese pies. They are quite sickening, in my opinion. Now, I'm a bit close-minded when I refuse to go anywhere else and try bacon and egg pie. So, I go to a bakery because I've been hooked on this pie for years from this particular bakery. But what I was thinking, in your opinion, Where do you find a decent bacon and egg pie? With one without onion, because you don't have onion and bacon and egg pie. That's just silly. And without tomato sauce as well. So leave that out of there. Leave those two options out of there. Would it be 10 o'clock cookie? I always hear good things about their pies. I have lunch there on occasion, but haven't had their pies. Maybe, just maybe, I will add that to my New Year resolution list of about 330,000 things, because I want to do all sorts of things over the summer and leading into the new year. So maybe I will add it onto there. Who knows? Shall I give you a bit about my New Year resolution later on the program near the end? Just quickly, is Wings Over Winded Up are going ahead? Or because I thought it happened every 2 years in January. Or was it delayed till later on in 2025 because of the last festival being held later on in 23? Is there any confirmation around that? I've seen nothing thus far on their Facebook page, but I have heard some talks that it might not be going ahead, which will be a bummer, really. But I imagine if that was the case, funding would be a big part of it. Apart from the weather. The weather, am I right? Whether it's the Drags, Wings Over Wairarapa, or the Bloom Festival, a day or the whole event manages to get rained off. Quite annoying, particularly when we've had the best weather leading up to those events and then it just starts raining. A passenger on board an Air New Zealand flight to Sydney that experienced engine trouble says the plane made a rapid descent. I wouldn't want to be on that plane. Flight NZ249 was about an hour into its journey from Wellington on Sunday when it had a problem. Ruth Ann Hurd was a passenger on board the plane and told the morning report she was having her dinner when the in-flight entertainment stopped. And then we dropped, and then we descended, and it was quite a rapid descent. I looked out the window, and all I could see, we were closer to the ocean than before, and that we did a big swirl and turned another direction. I thought, we're going to be diverted or something. Other passengers told her that they heard grinding sounds from one of the engines. Air New Zealand said the engine was shut down and the plane landed safely in Auckland. As per Air New Zealand standing operating procedures, the plane was shut down and the aircraft was diverted to Auckland, where it safely landed about 5:20 p.m. The matter will now be investigated. The safety of the customers and the team was our utmost priority. That's from Air New Zealand. So a bit of a string for problems about Air New Zealand at the moment. Not too long ago, a plane made an emergency landing in Wellington with what I believe was an engine fire. So on the whole Air New Zealand matter, I'm heading down to Christchurch again in January, flying one way Jetstar and Air New Zealand the other. I'll have more on that a bit shortly on in the program. Te Papa, you may have seen this the other day. Te Papa has made $750,000 since it started charging international visitors an admission fee 2 months ago. $750,000. Imagine if they were doing it since they first opened. Anyway, the change came in during September to help fund rising energy insurance and staffing costs at the museum. Te Papa head of marketing and communications Kate Kemp says New Zealand's tourism industry is a rich area with plenty of room for once in a lifetime experiences. You're not here for a cheap and cheerful holiday for most of our visitors. So that's from Kate. Now, I was in support of this from when it first was proposed, right? I thought it was a brilliant idea because a lot of tourists are made up of people from further than Australia. So one, they're paying top dollar just to fly here, and then obviously they're in accommodation on top of that. So it wouldn't be a cheap holiday. And also, they also pay entry fees into, you know, zoos and adventure parks and so on. So well done to Te Papa for doing it, because one, it helps them with costs, and it makes the economy boom as well. So a win-win. Human error came out of the report after the sinking of the HMNS NZS Manawanui in Samoa last month. So basically, human error, autopilot was left on. They noticed the ship was going off course. They didn't realise autopilot was left on, and then when they realised autopilot was left on, it was too late. By my understanding, the captain wasn't actually on the ship. It was being watched by two members when the ship went off course. And the captain obviously wasn't at the bridge, but she did arrive at the bridge when the ship went into some sort of emergency. So I correct myself, she was on the ship. I think I said she wasn't on the ship, but she just wasn't on the bridge, which is the front of the ship, you know, where the captain normally is. Anyway, we'll play our second song for the morning. Foreigner. I want to know what, you know, what love is. I was going to say what make love, but I obviously read that wrong. Let's just play those cruisy songs this morning, shall we? Get in that good Christmas mood, building up.
A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Oh,
mountain I must climb. Feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain.
Well, g'day there. How are you doing? Welcome back into Roundup. Right now, it's about 23 degrees. 26. There's a predicted high today. So that's from Met Service and also the one on the iPhone. What's the one on the iPhone? Just weather, isn't it? Just under weather. I don't know what it is. I think it's a built-in app. Anyway, 26 is our predicted high for today. So that is just disgusting. So make sure to stay hydrated. Keep cool, whether that's in front of an air conditioner or a fan or, you know, the pool or whatever. It's going to be a hot one. And just a reminder, I believe the room Tucker Hill is also closed again from 9 to 3. So 9 tonight to 3 tomorrow morning. And obviously, if you want to go over, if you need to go over for something, you can book a slot to go over, which I think is about midnight is when they do the convoy over the hill. So once again, the Marston weather, just at 26 degrees. So it's mainly fine with high cloud northwesterlies. Tomorrow, we have a high of 24. But it's also raining throughout the day, so it's going to be quite a muggy day tomorrow. So, yeah. Lately, I've been watching a lot of movies, some of them being Netflix originals. Is it me, or are they pretty rubbish Netflix originals? Sequels, just lazy, no thought or effort put into them. Some of them are 2000s blockbusters, with the last of the good movies. There are still good movies being made, but one would have to agree nowhere near as good as they were in the 70s to the 90s. Some of the best movies were made around that time. Real cinema, like Jaws, Scarface, The Godfather, Schindler's List, and to add, some of the greatest actors of all time starred in those big hits. Apart from that, I've started a series. I haven't quite finished it. It is a Netflix original, but it's got brilliant writing, acting, and so on. The series is called A Man on the Inside. Basically, some retired old guy who is a bit lonely, and his daughter told him to do something with his life, so he became a private investigator in a retirement home to try and find out who the thief is. So go have a look. I think it'll be worthwhile. So far, I've enjoyed it and have had a few good laughs over it. As I said before, anyway, to the whole Gen Z thing, as I am a Gen Z, so I think I'm allowed to trash myself a little bit, but I'm not part of this in any way, shape, or form. I don't identify as a Gen Z. So anyway, I was talking about Crocs. And I believe the Leisure Club hoodies is the latest trend for the Gen Z at the moment. And probably Gen A as well, Gen Alpha that is. Now, they're about 10 years old now, aren't they, Gen A? So anyway, I was on the phone the other day, and the person on the other end said, a hot minute. And I thought, you know, what's that? I've never heard of that phrase in my life. So I had to ask what that meant in the end. So now Gen Z are the ones who are addicted to the trends. Whatever the person next to them is wearing, they will buy. And now there's that slang language coming in, which I don't understand. It's quite embarrassing considering there are a lot of older people than me that are saying those. And I'm just a bit confused. I wonder what the trend is now, seeing it's Christmas time, right? Most kids will be getting the same thing. Is it Croc Charms? I just thought about this. Croc Charms. Must be Croc Charms. Or is that too old again now too? I have no clue. But good luck to all the parents having to find that one particular item online, because every other kid in that age bracket is wanting the trend as well. Did anybody go down to the Marston and Christmas Parade the other day? Was it Saturday? Now, usually I'm a Debbie Downer on the Christmas Parade, but this year was probably the best it's been in over 5 years, can't lie. Apart from the gaps in between, which the mayor has said it's some sort of safety traffic management system, though I've never heard of it in the past, but it might well and truly be the case. Other comments made of it from Facebook members include a lot of people saying the event wasn't advertised very well, which I agree on. Not enough kid got lollies, apparently. And, of course, the return of the tractor. Not the same one as before, but another one that is fitting around the rules of having one in the park. There is a nice write-up in the Times Age about it and how it came about. So go have a look at that. Other than that, fairly positive feedback on the parade. Interesting story came out yesterday morning about how about 40 hospital support workers at both Auckland Hospital and Green Lane Clinical Centre had been told their jobs could be gone by next year. Some of the staff spoke to RNZ and said they were shocked, crying, and have all the patients, and you know, the patients will suffer if their jobs were gone. Health New Zealand said it hasn't proposed to completely disestablish the roles, but they are looking at making some changes. So just to make it clear, the possible job cuts are of people who work in a non-clinical role, but they still play a key part in a hospital. The purpose of this non-clinical role is, you know, to support ward teams by, for example, keeping the wards tidy, organise equipment, supplies, and make beds, and looking after the room after the patient's been discharged, getting it ready for the next person. So it's just support in the wards, and now they want to just cut that. On top of that, the nurses had their, was it their strike yesterday? I saw it on the Facebook. Good on them. Good on them. So we'll be at our health system right now. This is how crippled the health system is at the moment. And it's not just under this government. The one previous, the one before that, and so on. It is one system, unfortunately. It doesn't matter how much money is thrown at it. It will never get fixed. Job cuts, then the shortage of nurses, doctors, surgeons, the pay. The whole thing has become a circus. And I don't blame New Zealand nurses for moving overseas for their careers. Because one, they won't be underpaid. Two, they won't be overworked. And three, they won't be underappreciated. That's all I can say looking from the outside in. I would like to see the health system in a better shape. Everybody does. But the whole thing is backwards, and you have to agree. Once you see somebody, you'll be well looked after. But it's the waiting in order to actually get to see somebody that's a bit of a muck-up at the moment. And that's not just the hospital. I'm talking appointments with GPs, counselling and so on. It shouldn't be that way. But one, I'm hopeful will get better, not great, because great is almost like saying perfect, which it never will be. Two, the ongoing effects of COVID are starting to go away. We are falling under some sort of normality once again. So I hope we manage to get on top of the nurses and doctor shortages. And I hope the nurses get a pay rise. They deserve it. And I just really, really hope that next year is the year that maybe the health system, as I said, not perfect, but better. Because that is the goal here, right? If you're travelling over the world over the holidays, I recommend going on YouTube and watching a channel called Honest Guide. Basically, they travel the world filming and exposing scammers who scam tourists for money. You'd be surprised how far some of those scammers will go for your money. So in order to keep your money safe and be aware of how you may get scammed while travelling places like Europe, check them out. So once again, that's on YouTube called Honest Guide. And the third song for this morning, no other than Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Suspicion in your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. What you do?
Man, he is good, isn't he? The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. That was Suspicious Minds. I am a huge Elvis fan. And I think if anybody came around to my house and they looked in my bedroom and looked in my shed, they would soon see why I'm an Elvis fan, because he's quite literally plastered in every corner I could think of. Anyway, now a guy in the UK bought a Mars bar, but it was missing the chocolate swirl. It was just a smooth bar. Anyway, he received £2, which is equivalent to $4.37 New Zealand dollars, compensation, and apologised over the matter. He didn't apologise, but he got an apology over the matter. So Harry Seager posted something on Facebook over it before contacting Margs Wrigley UK, asking whether the smooth bar was a new addition. It obviously wasn't, so they gave him some compensation for it. At first, I thought this was an absolute joke. But it actually did happen. So good on him for making a stand and getting his money back. Though at that point, I would have just sued. He may have got an extra £10 extra, maybe. So just keep that in mind next time, Harry, if you ever get another smooth Mars bar. You know me, if I ever came across that situation, I don't think I would care. It probably just melted, but oh well. How many other people are like me at the moment, not knowing what to buy people for Christmas? For the past couple of months, I've been watching gifts being dropped off by the courier at home. Not one brought by me. Unless it's for myself, because I have no idea what to buy for people. As I jokingly say, I'm only in it for myself. Even with the Black Friday sale price drops, I still didn't buy anything, which I regret because it would have been a lot cheaper. Now, I'm stuck on the boat of just buying people a box of chocolates, which I did last night. For the past few years, all I've brought was clothing, but now I don't even want to buy that. So maybe I will just stick to the box of chocolates and $5 or something like that. I'm not too sure. $20? $30, who knows? And I'll probably go rush into the store the week of Christmas, as everybody usually does, and go and get something. I'm one of those last-minute people. I complain about the last-minute people, but I happen to be the chairman of the last-person people. The New Zealand best-selling cars for 2024. So RAV4 was the best-selling car, holding a 104% market share with over 7,667 new sales. So that's up 11.1%. And second position was the MG4, up 38 spots with 5.2% of the market share and 3,795 new registered owners. New registrations, so that was up 443.7% ahead of the Mitsubishi ASX, so that's gone down 6 spots with 3,194 sales, so that's up 26.4%. The Mitsubishi Outlander ranked in 4th with 2,957 sales, followed by the Kia Seltos, up 10 spots with 2,920 new registrations, so that's up 79.3%. The Honda Jazz, didn't quite expect this one, up 12 spots, ranked in 6th with 2,518 sales, followed by the Suzuki Swift, the Ford Escape, up 22 spots, and that was at the bottom of the leaderboard was the Ford Everest, and the Hyundai Kona closed the top 10. So those are your top 10 selling cars of 2024. Do I believe that? I think I do, because I have seen, one, a lot of Kia Seltos around. I've seen a lot of Toyotas around. I've seen a lot of MGs around. I can't say I've seen the Mitsubishi ASX. I know what it is. I've seen them around. But I don't really see that. Maybe it's an Auckland thing. Who knows? Are you looking for prices on streaming services to keep you occupied over the holiday break? We'll start with the Disney's premium. So that is $18.99 per month. Prime Video, that's $10.99 a month. Neon Standard subscription costs $19.99 a month. Netflix costs $20.99 a month. And Apple TV is $14.99 a month. Now, a lot of the prices have gone up since last summer, obviously. I would recommend Disney Plus. Not that I use it often, but it does have a heck of a lot more movies and series and all that, you know, stuff on it. So at home we have Prime Video, Netflix and Disney, and they're all useful for different things. So I never use Prime. The only reason why I got Prime is to, one, watch, you know, the like Clarkson's Farm and The Grand Tour and Top Gear and The Office as well, The Office US, as well as the new one, but not that it was any good. And Netflix used for movies, and Disney, it's not my account, but I use it anyway. US President Joe Biden has issued an official pardon for his son Hunter, who was facing sentencing for two criminal cases despite assurances that he would not intervene in his legal troubles. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's case can reach any conclusion other than Hunter was signaled out, and only because he is my son, and that is wrong. So that is what he has come out with. I'm not going to read the whole paragraph because, one, it is boring, and two, we don't really care about it anymore because the election's happened, and we'll just see what happens next year. Shortland Street. Once again, I am on here to give my opinion on New Zealand's soap opera, Shortland Street. Now, from when I last spoke on this, the current storyline was a thing months ago, and it still is a thing today with the whole Phil and Harper affair. Everybody got bored of that, right? It continued for so long to the point I thought it would never end. But it took a couple of, you know, a big turn a couple of weeks ago with what I believe was some of the best writing and acting I've seen on Shorty for years. But since then, it has gone to the wire again. Thankfully for the viewers, the beloved Christmas cliffhanger is not too far away. And at this point in time, I have no idea what's going to happen. And quite frankly, based on the recent writing of the show, I don't think the writers do too. I hope it's not a boring run. I don't think it will be, considering that this is the last year that Shortland Street will air 5 days a week. So hopefully they go out with some sort of bang. Obviously next year they move to 3 days a week. Nothing has been confirmed on what days it will be exactly, so I'm assuming that'll be in the new year. But if the funding doesn't kill Shortland Street, unfortunately the writers will. So in summary, the viewers are getting bored of it. Back to Air New Zealand, as I was saying before. So if you're with me early on, I mentioned how I'm flying down to Christchurch at the end of the next month. Since we're in a group, we have, or someone else has booked beforehand, and we are flying with two different airlines. So before I say the prices, I want to make it clear this booking was done for two people. So Wellington to Christchurch on Jetstar, and on the way back from Christchurch to Wellington with Air New Zealand. Are you ready to hear the prices? To fly down to Christchurch with Jetstar for two people, $90. Boom. Marvellous. That's not too bad, am I right? And on the way back from Christchurch with Air New Zealand, it costs $336 for two people. A price difference of $246. I'm not joking. That is literally the price of their tickets. I hate to say it considering they are our national carrier, but Air New Zealand prices are just kind of a bit rip-off at the moment, haven't they? I love flying with Air New Zealand every time I go over the ditch. I love them because, one, they have the greatest customer service, I reckon, and I've never had a problem with them. But a lot of people just can't afford to fly them. So it's a real letdown of the country. And I get they are struggling, but I can only hope at some point they manage to take off again and make their prices cheaper. Our last song, the last song of December. It's Carly Simon with one of my favourite songs. It sounds like I'm playing breakup songs this morning. I've played some, not depressing, but slow love songs. I can assure you, I'm somehow still in a relationship. It's just gone 8:42.
I'll
Welcome back in. It's just gone 8:46. So, sports. Will Brown won the Supercar Championship. The Panthers won the league. The Springboks won the Rugby Championship. We lost against England in the Cricket Test. The Sevens haven't been anything worth betting on. The Silver Ferns have played well, but trust me, just trust me, if Liam Lawson gets that Red Bull seat and F1, he will claim a championship at some point in his career. He's our only saviour at the moment when it comes to sport. The pressure is on you at the moment, Liam. Besides some tough losses, hats off to all the sports players representing New Zealand this year. Win or lose, you put in the effort. Sometimes not always 100%, but who cares? The year is almost over. I've given up this year. Next year. As a huge rugby supporter, though, I'm definitely disappointed in the All Blacks. It was a pretty whack year for them, but remain hopeful for next year. If we can win or narrow a loss with an average team, just wait till they have all the strategies in place and are the best they can be. I reckon, and as I've been saying all year, they will be an unbeatable team, the All Blacks, within the next couple of years. And I bet $50 as well that the All Blacks win the next Rugby World Cup. There you go. The Warriors, it's our year next year. Sorry. Rock legend ZZ Top will play two shows in New Zealand next year as part of the Elevation Tour. The band formed in Houston, Texas in 1969, and they will perform at Auckland Sparks Arena on May 17th, followed by Wellington TSB Arena the next day, and will be supported by no other than George Thorogood and the Destroyers. ZZ Top last played in New Zealand for a summer concert series in February of 2023, alongside Pat Benatar, Stone Temple Pilots and the Angels. Tickets for the Elevation Tour go on sale at 1 p.m. on Monday, that's December the 9th, via Live Nation. I can tell you, I'm a fan of both those bands. Some great hits. My favourite from ZZ Top, definitely Sharp Dressed Man. With George Thorogood, everybody would probably say Bad to the Bone, right? Me? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. That is such a good party song, and it's not even funny. The 3-minute build-up before the actual part of the song hits, you can feel it coming with the guitar building up. 8 minutes of goodness. So once again, if you want tickets to see ZZ Top, supported by George Thorogood at Spark Arena on May 17th and on the May 18th at Wellington TSB Arena, go get your tickets. Tickets go on sale on 1 p.m. on Monday, December the 9th, via Live Nation. Other summer concerts coming up. One is the Summer Concert Tour, first stopping in Queenstown, followed by Taupo, then Whitianga, starring another legendary band, Cold Chisel, who I'd love to see, but I'm double booked, unfortunately. The lineup also includes Icehouse, Big Rucker, Everclear, also the Timeless Tour with big names such as Boy George, Bonnie Tyler, Starship, and Little River Band, as well as many other events such as Hidden Valley, La Courage, Falling Meadows, then for the Young Guns, R&V, Juicy Vest, Sound Splash, they're all still on, and so much more. So if you want to have a look what's going on over the summer, go on the internet and have a look, get some tickets. For petrol heads out there, coming up this weekend is the NZDRA Central Nationals at Marsden Motorplex. I'll definitely be there on Saturday. I can't make it on Sunday because of work, which I'm still moaning about, but money talks. I won't miss a meeting next year, though. A lot of Group 1 cars will be there in attendance, which is made up of Pro Mod, as well as Top Alcohol. It will also be featuring what I believe is the second round of Outlaw 71, so 12 teams from the Outlaws will be there, as well as the Gasser Group. So pop down if you want to see some wicked drag racing. And then on the 4th and 5th of January is Dragstalgia featuring Wild Bunch and a Group 1 points meeting, plus all classes. That will be a good meeting, as Wild Bunch always puts on a good show. And yes, that's why I'm heading down Christchurch, to attend another drag racing meet. And hopefully next year, I'll pop over to Aussie to watch some Top Fuel again, just trying to convince my partner to let me, you know, fuel my habit of heading over to spectate. I quite literally live and breathe drag racing. I'm also got a top on in a few moments. So if you see me down there, don't be afraid to say hello. Anyway, this is me for the year. What a year it has been. A lot has happened this year, a lot of changes as well as proposed changes. But what I can say is, we are lucky to live in this country. In terms of freedom, we are so better off than other countries. Anyway, to the listeners at home, thank you for listening to Roundup. Thanks for listening to me, putting up with me for another year. It's been an absolute privilege. I enjoy doing this because I suppose, no, it is a passion of mine. I want to do this as a career, radio that is, not music. I can't sing for anything, but I also enjoy bringing entertainment to people's lives. In the meantime, I wish everyone a great Christmas, a time for family. Enjoy whatever way you're doing it, whoever you're doing it with, and wrap up the year safely as we head into 2025. I'm sure it will be another action-packed year. Until then, I just slammed my laptop down, because you know what? 2025 is coming, and I'll see you in the new year. Have a good time, listeners. Catch you later.
to the